Hey, welcome out there. This is our podcast today of The Brand and the Source. This is Eric Johnson, The Brand.
And I'm Aaron Thigpen, The Source.
Aaron, I want to talk about this subject that comes up a lot with coaches, players, parents, and it's all about the truth about player rankings. What does it really mean? And I think it's a subject that there's so many websites on there. It says you rank this, you rank that. And, you know, at the end of the day, who is really reading these rankings? I've talked to a lot of college coaches, and in every sport, it's different. You know, I always love track and field, Aaron. I'll tell you why. That stopwatch and that electric timer, man, that is a ranking itself. I think it's a lot easier with that. But when you get into other sports, you know, it's very subjective. You know, like, okay, this guy can do this, he can do that, or she can do that, she can do that. And the rankings are really, it just depends on the entity. And I feel a lot of college coaches out there want to see the athlete before they really look into a ranking and what they're ranked at. What's your thoughts, Eric?
I'm feeling a little silly today because I got that war song in my head. You know, what's that? How's it go? War. What is it good for?
War.
You know. You know.
What are you
ranking?
Right.
Ha. Yeah. What are they good for?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
And again.
Nothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I guess because I come from track and field where, you know, things are a lot more qualitative, you know, it's easier for us because we've got a measurement. We've got a time. The only way rankings really kind of come into play with track and field is at the elite level. And that's based on, you know, some head-to-head competitions and that sort of thing.
Right.
And winning certain races. But when you're talking about these high school rankings of baseball players and football players, you know, I guess you got to hang your hat on something to help qualify some of these, you know, some guys. But now it's an industry that we're both part of. It's a business, and they came out with the Spark ratings years ago and all those things.
Right.
And those, in my opinion, were more about driving dollars than they were about really qualifying talent. So you've had that, the start of that back then, where now, okay, you've got a ranking from this entity and a ranking from this entity, a ranking from this entity, but they all kind of are tied into these money-making events like camps and clinics and all these other things. So of course, you can't get everybody into a ranking, but you've got these. My thing is, you've got these kids chasing these rankings that really don't mean a whole hell of a lot to the coaches, and that those are the people who count. So, you know, me again, I'm always talking about spending your time and your money wisely. There was a time, especially when the Spark stuff came out, where kids were just constantly, you know, having their parents drive and fly them all over the country just to do
a Spark
a camp to get a Spark rating, you know, or to improve their Spark rating, and really wasn't being utilized by powers that be that are recruiting these kids.
Right.
But, it, you know, you get caught up in the, like I said, the FOMO, fear of missing out, because you think everyone else is doing it. And then you see some of the published results and the flashy websites and, you know, all these other things there.
Right.
Hey, this kid did this, he got this rating or this ranking, and, you know, and so now you're like, I gotta do something. And so you gets in this vicious cycle of everyone going to these events. You know, some people are trying to figure out, you know, like anything else, they try and figure out how do I cheat the test, you know, and it's like, well, you're taking yourself away from what's most important, which is getting yourself better, training, practicing, and really focus on learning your sport. So you get these kids who want to be ranked just based off of a series of tests. So, but they can't necessarily play a sport.
Right. They're getting ranked on these tests, and the test at the end of the day, hey, I've got this high exit velocity. Hey, I throw this hard, if we're just talking about baseball.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, okay, I get this. And then they get to the place where they were recruited by, or they get to a event and they got to play. Oh, the test doesn't really count anymore. Now we got to compete. Right. We got to see how good you are. We got to see all that training and all that work you put in to see if it can work when the lights come on. And that's what the coaches are looking for. These rankings, to me, Aaron, the biggest problem I have with the rankings, who are these guys that are ranking these guys? They have no authority. Did they play? What is their pedigree? What did they do in the industry? What makes them the authority to go ahead and rank these players? You know, and who are they? Who are these guys? You know, I always say, who are these guys? Who's this dude? So what is he just going around this country looking at players? Oh, he's good. He's good. Yeah, okay, I'm going to rank him this high because he's that good. That's pretty easy. I think anybody could do that. But what is their value, true value of that player? And where's that player going to be at the end? If we're just going by camp and you're just showcasing this guy and they put this ranking down, but did you watch the guy play for a week? Did you watch him play 7 games? Did you watch him play for 2 weeks? Did you play him for a month? Maybe he had a bad camp. Maybe, hey, in the season, he hit 650, but he did terrible in the camp. Is that a bad player? He gets a bad ranking? Yeah. Doesn't his body of work over a longer period of time mean something?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. there's so many different ranking systems out there. So I'm not sure what criteria all of them are using, but it's got to be pretty comprehensive, which means that seems to be a pretty monumental task. And so any ranking probably is just going to be at the surface level of right. what I would assume. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, I'm a guy who's also don't leave any stone unturned. I'm not saying that you can't participate in these events, but they shouldn't play a major role, and they shouldn't play a major, in your own mind, determining factor of where you are, whether you're ranked high or whether you're ranked low.
Right. I mean,
but you shouldn't get too cocky if you're ranked high, and you're getting too you know, down in the dumps if you're ranked too low. To me, I always, where the rubber meets the road is when it's national caliber events.
Right. Right.
No, if you're at a national caliber event, you know, a USA, you know, national league caliber event, then you've got something to hang your hat on. Because then there, you know, there's that pedigree of expertise, of eyes that are on you. Because the coaches have been vetted, the coaches have a certain pedigree behind them, and you can stand behind their subjective opinions.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the closest you get.
It is the closest you get, Aaron. And, you know, and I tell a lot of people out there, a lot of players and parents, you know, what are you chasing? Are you chasing, you know, ego? Are you chasing, you know, what's your goal? What do you want to do? Is it just to be ranked? Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to play in the game. And it's going to be a body of work that whatever you're playing at or whatever you're trying to do, that entity, that team, that coach needs to see that. And here's another thing too, I think. These rankings are great and everything like that, but to be honest with you, the coaches want to see what you can do live. And a lot of times at these events, some of the coaches aren't there. You know, maybe it's just, hey, we're just having a showcase of this event and we're just going to rank you and that's it. And the coach is not there. So how can a coach really evaluate the ranking system when they don't know who's ranking, first of all, and they're not there? You know, what's the, you know, what's your visibility there? You know, where does that get you? And parents out there, you have to think about that. You have to think about, you know, those type of things when you do sign up for a camp or a showcase where there's a ranking system. You know, what does that ranking system mean? And, you know, I see at a lot of camps, Aaron, that they'll put 1, 2, 3, or 4, 5, do this. And there's a couple little notes and that's it. And the players are like, so coach, EJ, what does this mean? I go, well, me, I don't know. It's not extensive. It's not extensive report on players. It's just a number, a couple notes, and that's it. And I don't know if that's a rank or not. Food for thought there. Food for thought.
I think that's a good way to end it. Definitely, I like your term body of work. And I think athletes really should take that to heart. It's not just one moment in time, one camp, one ranking, but I think what's ultimately going to sell you to recruiters is going to be your body of work. So that means you got to be on all the time.
Definitely. Well said, Aaron. Hey, that concludes our podcast today. This is the brand and the source. This is the brand, Eric Johnson.
And this is the source, Aaron Thigpen. We'll see you.